Vishvavaya Kriyamishati Sarvasvam Vishnave Dattva Mudavartisha Sekantam. Okay. Tribi. Tri. Kramai. By steps. Iman. All this. Lokan. Three planetary systems. Vishvakaya. Becoming the universal form. Kramishati. Gradually he will expand. Sarvasvam. Everything. Vishnave. Unto Lord Vishnu. Dattva. After giving charity. Muda. O you rascal. Vartishase. You will execute your means of livelihood. Katham. How? Translation and purport by His Divine Grace. Esi Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki. Translation. You have promised to give him 3 steps of land in charity, but when you give it, he will occupy the 3 worlds. You are a rascal. You do not know what a great mistake you have made. After giving everything to Lord Vishnu, you'll have no means of livelihood. How then shall you live? Purport. Bali Maharaj might argue that he had promised only 3 steps of land, but Shukracharya, being a very learned Brahmana, immediately understood that this was a plan of Hari, who had falsely appeared there as a Brahmachari. The word Muda Vartisha Sekatam revealed that Shukracharya was a Brahmana of the priestly class. Such priestly Brahmanas are mostly interested in receiving remuneration from their disciples. Therefore, when Shukracharya saw that Bali Maharaj had risked all of his possessions, he understood that this would cause havoc not only to the king but also to the family of Shukracharya, who was dependent on Maharaja Bali's mercy. This is the difference between a Vaishnava and a Smarta Brahmana. A Smarta Brahmana is always interested in material profit, whereas a Vaishnava is interested only in satisfying the Supreme Personality of Godhead. From the statement of Shukracharya, it appears that he was, in all respects, a Smarta Brahmana interested only in personal gain. This is a question which people ask all the time. Devotees get asked this question all the time. I was in a train station and tried to talk with this young man, and he was more interested in business, you know. And his idea was that if I do these spiritual things, how will I be able to maintain myself? That was his question, exactly the question by which Bali Maharaj is asking. So how are you going to... You surrender to Vishnu, and how are you going to maintain yourself? And no? And then I try to explain him, you know, like, okay, you're doing business. Okay, what's in this business? Oh, you're doing, you have some materials, which is Krishna's energy. And no, but this is my ideas. Yes, your ideas is also Krishna's energy, because your intelligence comes from Krishna. And this body is also Krishna's energy. And this whole material world is Krishna's energy. So Krishna is behind all these material, all these energies. So I tried to explain this. And I said, you know, like if Krishna is happy with you, then why do you think he will not arrange these material energies like choo-choo-choo-choo-choo-choo-choo. And he will give you whatever you need. He's like, yes. You know, like these people, they're like, no way. Yes, it makes sense, but no, we're not going to take it. So that's one example. And the other example, 2 days ago when we went for Harinam, this beggar came to us. So he was coming to us, and he said he needs €1 for the train bus something. And he went to them, and they were singing, and then he came to me, which is big mistake for him, you know. Because whenever these beggars come and ask me, I teach them a bit of about that we are Brahmana culture, we are working for God, and actually according to spiritual principles, he should give us something. So I was looking very serious, and many times these beggars, they give you something because they are, or at least they are shocked. They are so shocked that they will just go away. They're like, whatever, you know, like, but they won't bother you for sure. So this guy, I said, okay, you can give, you should give a donation. So he gave something. I also told him that if he gives, then he will get more. Yeah. So he gave something. I mean, very little, and then after 15 minutes maybe he had a handful of coins, you know. And then he gave some more, and he said, like, yo, these books, my mother really likes these books. Yeah. I gave him some books. So this is also the other example from very practical life, you know, that if you give something to Krishna, then Krishna will take care of you. Like, this guy really, really, probably he actually needed, he was a bit drunk, you know, that's one way of putting it. But yeah, he probably needed some money for the train because he spent all the money on alcohol. So he really needed the money, but if you give something, Krishna will give more. So yeah, that's no problem. Another point is this lilas. Devotees think that this lilas you can read again and again. You can hear again and again about Lord Vanadeva, and you can read the same story 10,000 times. And the non-devotees, they think that the football match is ever fresh, you know. So even if we don't feel like this, it's good to read these stories again and again. And of course, I'm not going to say the same things devotees said yesterday. I'll try not to. Because there's a lot more. Srila Prabhupada many times said that we should discuss these stories from different angles. So yeah, you can discuss this story from so many angles. And so my focus is more or less on Bali Maharaj and his position and the fact that he's surrendering everything to Krishna. And apparently, it doesn't go well. Apparently. You know. Bali Maharaj is doing this sacrifice. He's in the heavenly planets. He has everything. He's in charge of the whole universe. Probably probably Lord Brahma and these upper planets, where the rishis are not under his jurisdiction. But demons really don't care about this. So nobody cares to conquer the planets of the rishis where they just sit and meditate. Like Gopakumara, when he got to these planets, he went there and he saw, he didn't understand anything. He was like just looking, what's going on here? Because in the other planets, people were doing some big rituals for Lord Vishnu, this form of Vishnu, that form of Vishnu, that. And then he gets to these planets of the rishis and nothing. And then some rishi gets out of meditation and he said, no, here we do meditation. We just sit and we do meditation on Lord Vishnu. Oh, okay. And then he finally understood what the idea is. But These planets are not really interesting for the demons. What to do there? Sit all day and meditate. So Bali Maharaj is in charge of a big part of the universe. He has everything. He's enjoying. And he's somehow, we find later that he's actually a devotee. But he's a devotee who is, has some material desires. Life is good, too much good life, then not so much serious about Krishna. So then Lord Vamanadeva is born, and everyone gives some presentations, and then Lord Vamanadeva comes straight to his to the arena of where he's doing sacrifice, and of course there's this discussion. One interesting point here is Vamanadeva is. If you want to learn how to do Sankirtan, Vamanadeva is the example on how to ask for a donation. Because it's like 15 verses where he's glorifying Bali Maharaj before asking for a donation. So he starts with, you're coming from a good family, and he starts speaking about Prahlad Maharaj. And then he starts speaking about Hiranyaksha. Well, yeah, he was defeated by Vishnu, but very hard, very, very hard. And then he's speaking about Hiranyakashipu, and then he's speaking about his father, Virochana, and then he says about himself, you also always like to give donations, and you're very charitable, and so on. So he's like, it's 15 verses, it's quite a lot. If Bhagavata is... many times, not so many. And then he said, you can give a donation also. Three steps. What? What's three steps? And of course, Bali Maharaj said, what? I can give you a bit more, you know. Like, I'm rich, you know. I have some things. No. Three steps. I'm a renounced Brahmana. I just need three steps. So anyway. Eventually, Bali Maharaj agrees to this. And when there's more stories, there's inside story, there's outside story, you know. Because Bali Maharaj, he's not stupid. He understands that Vamanadeva is Krishna, is Lord Vishnu. There's one example of his intelligence. When Lord Vamanadev comes, they are bathing his feet, and Bali Maharaj puts the water on his head because he is taking the example of Lord Shiva. He says, okay, Lord Shiva is taking the water from his feet on his head, so I must follow the great devotees like Lord Shiva. So he's not someone who doesn't know what he's doing. He knows very well. And so Bali Maharaj knows his here is Lord Vishnu, and he asks for a donation. So I must give. No, he's not so much. Externally, he pretends, oh, this is Brahmana, and I have to give to the Brahmanas. But he knows. He's okay, it's Lord Vishnu. If Lord Vishnu comes, then I have to give whatever he asks. And then there's the other person who is Shukracharya. Shukracharya also knows that Vamanadeva is Lord Vishnu. And he's warning him, you know, like, this is Lord Vishnu. He will take everything away from you, you know? And that's a sign of not so bona fide guru. Because actually the guru should teach you how to surrender to Vishnu. But this kind of guru, this guru is teaching him not to surrender to Vishnu. Yeah, the Prabhupada says in the purport that it's a smarta brahmana. Yeah, something like that. But also, just to put things into context, as Devadharma Prabhu explained yesterday, this guru has saved Bali Maharaj, has revived Bali Maharaj before. So you have to think that this guru, I mean, he's, you can call it Smarta Brahmana, Prabhupada calls him Smarta Brahmana, but this guru has, Bali Maharaj went to fight the demigods and he died. And they got his body and this guru revived him. So he owes a bit to this guru, and it's not. And then also, this in Bhagavatam it's described that when they went again to attack the heavenly planets, it was due to the power of Shukracharya that they won. And Indra goes to Brihaspati and says, "No, they are worshipping their guru, and we cannot do anything. Just run." Run and hide. So that's why that's another. So he's owing everything in some way to this guru. So it's not so simple. You know, usually Krishna makes things not so simple. So I was thinking, what does it take for someone to know exactly what to do in this situation? Because Bali Maharaj is really in a difficult situation somehow. You know, you know that you should surrender to Krishna, and all your authorities are telling you not to do it. No? Shukracharya is his guru. So there's a few explanations, but he's the... Bali Maharaj's grandfather is Prahlad Maharaj, so probably he got some good instructions from Prahlad Maharaj. But the idea is that Bali Maharaj, he knows philosophy very well. So if you have a good philosophical understanding, then you know how to cut, you know where to say, yeah, this, we're going to go this way. And life always puts you in these situations where you have to know exactly how to. What's good and what's wrong, you know? And sometimes it's hard to make up between the two. But that's one thing, understanding philosophy. Because, like, Prabhupada says that religion without philosophy is emotional or fanatical. So you're just emotional about you chant Hare Krishna. Oh, today we have to chant Hare Krishna. Wow, okay. And if you're emotional today about chanting Hare Krishna, tomorrow maybe you will be an emotional Buddhist. No, because you don't know, you know. You're like, oh, it's all good. We're all one. No, that's what happens. And that's really important to understand philosophy quite well. Otherwise... And you'd say, okay, that's it. So Bali Maharaj understood that he has to surrender everything to Lord Vishnu. Shukracharya says no, but he still does the ritual and says, okay, no, I will give. And there's one interesting thing here, which is said, is that we would be tempted to say that, to go to Shukracharya and be like, you rascal, you are a rascal, you're telling me. But Bali Maharaj is like very gentle with Shukracharya, very, very gentle. You know? And Srila Prabhupada explains in a purport that he gives some sort of explanations that Shukracharya can understand, can accept, but it's not the actual explanation. He's a bit duplicitary, you know, a bit. Just a bit. Like he gives some example, just not to hurt Shukracharya, not to tell him, yeah, you're a rascal, you know, like you don't know what you're talking about. But he doesn't say like this. He says, oh, you know, it's family tradition, and we have to accept Brahmanas. And but actually, the real reason is that Bali Maharaj knows that the purpose of all yagyas is to satisfy Vishnu. So if Vishnu comes and asks you for something, you give, whatever. Doesn't matter what, every, but very gentle, very gentle. So sometimes we have many authorities, we have many teachers, we have parents, we have, and they teach us wrong things, you know, like they teach us how to not surrender to Vishnu. And Bali Maharaj is the example how to deal with that, which means that you still surrender to Vishnu, but you don't have to make it a big sin out of it. You don't have to call them rascals. You don't have to, you're going to hell, you know. Oh, like, yes, and you do your thing. Usually that's how you do it. So still gentle, very nice, even in this. That's just a bit side-ish. And then, very interesting, is that you surrender everything to Vishnu, and what happens? You'll say, oh, life is good, you know. I surrender everything, I move to the temple. Life is good. No, everyone will like me. Huh? So, first thing that happens is that Shukracharya is cursing him. So his spiritual master is cursing him. Of course, he's cursing him to not have material happiness, which when Lord Chaitanya was cursed to not have material happiness, he was dancing in ecstasy. Yes, yes, yes. No material happiness. Jai. I'm so happy. And then he, Lord Vamadeva starts expanding, and there's one step, covers part, and then with second step he takes everything, and then it's said in Bhagavatam that they let him finish the yagya, but after the yagya finishes, Garuda comes and he ties Bali Maharaj with ropes. So you can think, okay, you give everything to Krishna, and then you get in a very awkward he's tied with the ropes of Varuna. Probably it's not very comfortable, you know. he's really tied up, you know. And then Bali Maharaj is... and throughout this part, Shukadev Goswami really repeats again and again, but Bali Maharaj is... he was nonetheless fixed in his determination. He's very, very fixed. He says, yes, yes, okay, we'll... continue. Like, it's not really nice situation. And then, so he's tied up, and Vamanadev says, you're a cheater. Cheater. You promised three steps, and you give two. And you didn't fulfill your promise, you'll go to hell. So then, that's... And then... Bali Maharaj is thinking of Prahlad Maharaj, how wonderful his grandfather is, and he's somehow, and Prahlad Maharaj comes also, and he's feeling really ashamed, you know, in the presence of Prahlad Maharaj. Oh, he taught me so well, and I failed to please Lord Vishnu. So he's like, it's like a disaster, you know. You have Lord Vishnu, who is not satisfied. Prahlad Maharaj doesn't say anything, so but Bali Maharaj thinks he's dissatisfied, but actually it's not. And then it's even his wife, you know, then his wife speaks something, and she's like telling that, oh, these people who are too attached to material things, and she's also supporting the arrest, you know. So you have Bali Maharaj, his guru is cursing him, Vamanadeva is not happy with him, Prahlad Maharaj is not happy with him, his wife is not happy with him. All this because he surrendered to Krishna. So what does Bali Maharaj do? Is he thinking, oh, come on, guys, I mean... I surrendered something, I deserve a bit, a little vacation at least, you know, at least some vacation in Ibiza or at least Porto Roche, something, you know, I did a lot of service, you owe me. No, Bali Maharaj is still thinking how to please Krishna. So finally he gets the intelligence to understand that, oh, okay, I can give something. Myself. Because, yeah, Krishna, of course, he's not so interested in our possessions. Like, when I was going in Hungary with on Sankirtan, the devotees were saying, because sometimes people say, I don't have money, or something like this. And some devotees said to this that, we don't want your money, we want you. which is really true. You know, like, we don't when we go and meet people, we don't care so much about their money. We want them. We want to benefit them, or at least we should. So Vamanadev also says, "Okay, I don't want your properties." Krishna says, "I don't care about your properties. I mean, it's some surrender, but I want you." So Bali Maharaj surrenders everything. And he surrenders himself. Now he's, and you would say then, okay, it's finished. But to keep this determination in his position, it's really, you know, if you really think about it, if you imagine being in this position, you have to think that it's really amazing. It's really, really amazing that everything goes wrong and you're still fixed in your determination. So that's something which we can, we should take from Bali Maharaj. And then you will see what the actual result was. Because there's some intermediate result. This seems bad, you know. But if you have a bit of patience, you'll see that the first result is that Bali Maharaj went to Sutala, which is better than heavenly planets.
Look like heavenly planets and say more beautiful is not there. They said, I give you more beautiful image than heavenly planet. I give you more beautiful than
your. So he, even from material perspective, he doesn't. It's not bad for him. That's really interesting. It's the same situation. Sometimes Krishna does this just to show that because most people who are reading these stories, they are materially inclined. They said, "Okay, I'll give everything to Krishna." This is showing just that. Even from material perspective, it will not be worse. Like also, you have Prahlad Maharaj. And Prahlad Maharaj, he's preaching Krishna consciousness to his father, Hiranyakashipu. And at some point, Hiranyakashipu is so angry with him, and he tells him something in this direction that you could have had the whole universe. You should just behave as my son, and you would inherit the whole universe. I will give it to you, no problem. But you choose to be Krishna conscious and then you lose everything. You lose in this world and in the next. And actually, in the end, we'll see that Prahlad Maharaj actually becomes king. So he doesn't care anymore. He doesn't want this. But Krishna, just to give an example, he says, no, even from material perspective, my devotees are well off. You know, it's not, you don't lose anything by being Krishna conscious. So this is one part. And from spiritual perspective, Bali Maharaj has Vamanadev there. So it's said that in the heavenly planets, Vamanadev goes from time to time, you know, like, because he's their brother. So they have the opportunity to associate with him. Very rarely. But Bali Maharaj has the opportunity to associate with Vamanadev all the time. So that's one way of seeing this story of Bali Maharaj. That if you surrender everything to Krishna, then things will not go bad. It's not going to be bad. Apparently it might be bad, you know, because there has to be some test, you know, like, are you serious about it? are really serious. So sometimes it's really, it can be. You can get more sick more often. But if you can see these problems that occur as cleaning your past karma. There's this verse from Lord Brahma, which explains the process. Like he says, "My dear Lord, one who earnestly waits for you to bestow your causeless mercy upon him, all the way patiently, suffering the reactions of his past misdeeds." So he's like, you should follow the process and patiently suffer the reactions of whose misdeeds? Ours. And offering a respectful obeisance with his heart, words and body is surely eligible for liberation, for it has become his rightful claim. So Lord Brahma gives this very simple formula. You just continue to follow the process to give more and more to Krishna, tolerate the reactions of past bad karma, something we have done in the past. Usually Krishna gives less than we deserve. He's putting some honey in the bitter stuff, so it's not so bad. And you just continue and then you tolerate. And at some point, Krishna will be happy and will become surely eligible for liberation. So that's one of the views on this disposition of Bali Maharaj. That if we surrender to Krishna, it's never any loss. And Krishna will take care of us. Also, spiritually mostly, but also materially sometimes. So there's no loss. Jai, I just stop here. If there's some comments, questions.
How bring his disciple to spiritual world. He know this about, so he never said you not surrender to, because he is Vishnu. So Shukracharya, he is the guru of demon. So our my question is, our material world, they have two type. Guru, they tell to surrender to Krishna, but this guru, he not follow properly to devotional. So how will be this guru possible to bring spiritual world?
Understand?
Guru who do? our India have so many places, their guru, they don't follow rule regulation to properly, but they have many guru this type. Bengal, many guru have this type.
Yeah.
But they told, you worship to Krishna. But they himself, they do nothing. So guru, it will be not go spiritual world. So disciple also possible to go spiritual world without guru?
Yeah, I mean, if you have this, there's this, this type of guru is, for example, you can have mother of Dhruva Maharaj. I mean, you can have different levels of this type of gurus. But if this guru is sincere but weak, like you have mother of Dhruva Maharaj.
Yeah.
So the mother of Dhruva Maharaj, she was teaching him about Krishna, actually, because he was very disturbed. And she told him, I don't know much about Krishna. Usually people go to the forest, to this forest and worship Krishna. If you want to have these material desires, that's how they do it. But she doesn't know too much, you know, like.
Okay.
But she's because the same thing his stepmother is saying, But she doesn't get the benefit because she's not saying it with good intentions. But his mother, she like actually want to help. But she weak, you know, like she cannot practice. And Dhruva Maharaj goes and follows the instruction, and then he meets Narada Muni. Like, this is also another, if the guru is not qualified, you should get someone qualified, you know. Like, I mean, yeah, Dhruva Maharaj goes back to Godhead, and when he goes back to Godhead, they take him in this airplane, and then he's thinking, oh, my mother was thinking, and then he sees the airplane, and they are already taking her in this airplane, you know. So that can be happening. That's the example Bhagavatam gives. Even if they are weak, they cannot fall. And it's explained that Srila Prabhupada says that you cannot, if someone cannot follow, but he helps someone, then he gets the benefit. Like, you have this Vadma Pradarshaka Guru. Or you distribute some books. And like, I think Bhaktisiddhanta Maharaj says that he's making so many disciples that maybe one will go back to God and take him with him. Oh. You know, like, of course, I mean, you don't, Bhaktisiddhanta Maharaj doesn't need that. But that's the idea. Yeah, in general, that's why we distribute so many books. Maybe someone gets the books and he goes back to Godhead. And that's one part of the example.
Prabhu, today is Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur Appearance Day. So I request you, there is a Bhaktivinoda Thakur, so many songs in our books. And I see Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he wrote it, some Saranagati Bhajan. Saranagati means surrender to Krishna. How to surrender to Krishna. So there is, I feel, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, whatever the song, I feel very similar to Boli Maharaj.
Mm.
It's a connecting have. So can you speak little bit about Bhaktivinoda Thakur?
This is too tough. No, maybe you can read the translation of the song if you have it.
Not strong enough, just Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Can I speak a little bit about Bhaktivinoda?
Yeah, you should
try.
Say something.
Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur is our Guru Parampara. Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, his father. Singha Guru. Singha Guru, he said, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur is a great Acharya in our Brahma Madhya Gaurya Sampradaya. The Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he have everyday rules. He following. He have 13 children. Somebody told 11, but someone said 13 children he have. So one of them, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, Srila Prabhupada. The Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he when he stay in Godruma, you know, there is visit you Godruma Deep in Mayapur. He is staying there, have his house in Godruma. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he is so much intelligent. And that time, the British, you know, British, he captured in India. They have rules. They are to try to do their rules, regulation, the following, all the Indian following to British. So, that time Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he is a magistrate. He is so high post. So he go to Krishnanagar every day to solve the cases, many cases every day. But he give every day 13, 14 cases he solve. He solve every day, that give correct decision. And some another, they have magistrate, for they solve maybe 2 and 3 one day. They solve the cases. But Bhaktivinoda Thakur, every day 13, 14 cases he solve. So then they're so proud of British. And they're so proud and they are thinking, oh, I give to some special things to you. to Godrum, to his house, Sarabgan is the name, Sarabgan place to Krishnanagar is like a 10 kilometer something, more or less. So the British government, they give small train for him. So every day you go, they don't time wasting because your time is very expensive. We feel your time is very important. We need your time. That is why we are not like to go long time by road. So we are give you on train, small train, so every day you go come up, go every day. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur, this is have intelligence. And when he every day he making solve the many cases, then he come back, he sleep 8 o'clock. Every day 8 o'clock sleep, and he wake up 12 o'clock. 8 o'clock and 12 o'clock wake up, then he writing books, so many books. Then one day what happened? Bhaktivinoda Thakur is sitting in his house, and yoga pit. In a yoga pit, Mayapur, a yoga pit. This that time not finding, they have so much, they have complicated real yoga pit where they are not finding, no searching. The Chaitanya Charitamrita said, the Ganga east side, east place, will be birthplace of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Navadvip, the people, they are thinking Navadvip, the place, the west side of Ganga. So Navadvip, the people are thinking this place is the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu birthplace. So very complicated. The both of thinking about where is the real Chaitanya Mahaprabhu birthplace. They're not searching. They're searching. They're not finding. Then what happened? Bhaktivinoda Thakur, when he one day in a sitting in the home, he see the yoga pit there shining. So much shining, lighting their place. When the night time, he is rewriting books, and he see, wake up and see there is shining this place. Then one day he bring Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj. He is very old that time. He bring like, you know, one pot, he not walk anymore. And he bring in the top of the pot, big, and he carry the head someone and bring to yoga pit, to Bhaktivinoda, with Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Then Jagannath Das Maharaj, when he see this place, he jump this place. Then he dancing, starting to dance. Yes, this is the place. This is the place for Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu birthplace. Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he finding real place, where is the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu birthplace. So we are so happy to today is Bhaktivinoda Thakur Appearance Day. He have many songs. Atma nibodhano tua padakari hoinu parama sukhi. Dukkha dure galo chinta na rahilo chaudike ananda dekhi. Atma nibodhano means the surrender to Lord Krishna. To surrender to Krishna. And when we are surrendered to Krishna, Tvapade. Tvapade means the lotus feet of the Lord Krishna. Atmanivadam, the surrender. Hoinu paramasukhi. Then we will feel so happy when you surrender to Krishna. Dukkha dure galo chinta na rahilo chaudike ananda dekhi. It will be happy. Will be not have any unhappy. And don't have any to thinks another, to only to think to Krishna. And Chaudike, when everywhere you look the happiness when you surrender to Krishna. Because when you surrender to Krishna, then like you telling to Boli Maharaj, he surrender to not Guru. He said, Guru said to Boli Maharaj, he is the Lord Vishnu. He take you all things. You don't give him. But Boli Maharaj, so intelligent, I heard somewhere some Maharaj speaking story. Bali Maharaj talking about the thousand people, they meditate to find to Lord Vishnu, but they not got benefit. Thousand years. But today, Lord Vishnu, he is coming in front for me. How? And we must need to Vishnu. I not care about whatever you said. Sukraja said, you lose everything. You nonsense, stupid you. You all lose. But he not care. The Lord Vishnu is coming in front of me and some beggaring to me. Yeah. Oh, I am so proud. So proud because Lord Vishnu, he need for me. Wow, how is he thinking? And he completely surrendered to Lord Brahmanadev. Thank you so much. Today is wonderful story about Brahmanadev. Yesterday I forget about my, I thinking, yesterday my class. So he is nice, he is wonderful. Both day we are talking Bali Maharaj. It's really very important, this purport for Bali Maharaj to surrender to our devotional service to Lord Krishna. Very important, this part. Thank you. Hare Krishna.
Okay. Grantaraj Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai.